Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, I'm not, I just,
Yeah, messed up. I know.
I was talking to a friend on Saturday and I said, is there any places you could just go and get locked away until you feel better? Because like, that's like where I need to go. I think I've literally just about hit my max, this whole situation. You know, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's like, why life is just getting progressively worse and worse and worse, but it just is for some reason. And I'm not trying to like, I just don't understand like why the situation is not getting better, right? Like most of you by now, anyone I tell the story to, and I got to talk to somebody about this. So unfortunately, you're stuck with this with the podcast today, because I am kind of fucked. Like I don't even know what to do anymore. I'm kind of just stuck. So I thought we would just lay it all out, and I don't know. I somehow have made my dizziness worse, and I'm not quite sure what actually happened here. All I can tell you is that I've been putting off a chiropractic neck appointment for like a decade, right? And I go to the chiropractor a lot. Like, and I like the chiropractor. I've had a lot of really cool success stories. I know some people get like weirded out by him, but I've had some pretty cool things happen. I was having like some bad back pains and I got fixed by a chiropractor. I was having some, a lot of lower back issues throughout my life. And they've found like a quick solution. Like I'm better. I'm back on my feet with very little issues to go back for. Right. So, I have been putting off having any kind of neck work done, because back when I had my hyperacusis, which really quick story in case you're new, I don't even know if I'm able to get this episode. I'm so dizzy right now. I was told by my hypersensitivity to sound doctor that I don't need to do any kind of like neck chiropractic because it was going to flare my ear issue up. Right. And so I didn't do anything with the neck anymore for 10 years. And I've, you know, with everything I've been going through with this whole concussion and everything, a lot of things on there actually say that chiropractic can be good for concussions. And so it wasn't the reason I've been going back. I've also had this like chronic elbow pain that I've had almost about as long as the ear pain, about 10 years. And the chiropractor I went to has been like, hey, listen, like we'll treat your arms, but I'm telling you, like this pain's actually coming from your neck. And until we can like get in there and really adjust your neck, like you're probably going to keep dealing with this. And so it's probably been about 2 months now, me going maybe once a week, once every other week, and like just dealing with my arms and not really getting any real progress there. So I kept telling myself, I'm like, okay, well, I need to, maybe I should, everything's been so shitty that like, maybe I just need to do the neck thing, and like it might flare my ears up, but I mean, I know I've had this ear thing for so long, but I know that eventually it will get better, and so at least I'll have access to my arms. Honestly, like I haven't even been able to like sleep well recently because my arms have been like aching and it feels like a nerve issue. And so I'm like, okay, I gotta just risk it and just see if I can get my arms to feel better, right? So I said, all right, I'm going to go in Friday and I'm going to try and, you know, book it for a Friday morning, because then I'll have literally, you know, 3 days and my ears flare up, like at least have 3 days better than it would have been during the week, you know? Mm-hmm. So I go and I get my neck cracked and do some other stuff. And I right after he's done, I feel fine. Like nothing's really bothering me. I'm just like, okay, cool. And I go and lay on that little roller bed thing they'll put you on sometimes and roll your back out and everything. So I was there for probably 30 minutes after my neck had been cracked. And I felt fine. Walked to my car, felt fine. Got in my car, started driving, did not feel fine anymore. All of a sudden, like, all the motion stuff was very sensitive. It felt like crazy, crazy dizzy.
Did he crack your neck?
Yeah, that's what I said. He adjusted my neck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I don't ever let that happen.
Yeah. So
I'm scared of that.
I went to the grocery store afterwards, and I was just walking to the grocery store. I'm like, holy shit, I'm like dizzy, dizzy, dizzy. Like, this is like almost as bad as like when I first got assaulted bad. And like, but I'm like, okay, don't freak out. Like, this is typically what I do is freak out, like, you know, drive to the emergency room and have a meltdown. But I was like, you know what, let me just say, and I looked it up, and it was like, you know, honestly, you can have some dizzy symptoms after a chiropractic appointment for the next 24 hours. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm just gonna go home and chill and like just not try not to think about it too much. And so then Saturday I was going to meet a friend. I have a friend that lives in DC, and I didn't want to drive to DC, and she didn't want to drive to Baltimore, so we decided to meet in Annapolis, and I which is about a 40 minute drive for me. Right. And I got so dizzy driving down there. Like, I woke up, I felt kind of okay, and I got like insanely dizzy driving down there. So I'm like, what? Like, what in the world? So of course I come home, and honestly, I have like a meltdown. I have a complete, like, I'm probably in my bed crying for like an hour, because I just can't even believe that, like, I feel in a sense that I'm back to step one. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like almost as crazy dizzy as I did when this whole thing first started, all because the chiropractor, like, and he's like, I'm going to gently do this. It's going to be a very gentle manipulation. This is not going to be anything crazy. So, you know, nothing to worry about. I'm going to adjust like your lower neck. It won't be the upper neck, like where it really messes with your, different parts of the neck can affect your ears. And he's like, I'm going to do the lower neck. And this is the part I think that's really affecting your arms. And so, and then again, I read plenty of good things. Like, people said, like, you need to have a chiropractic adjustment after you've had a concussion. It can really help. So with vertigo and everything else, but I'm not doing good. I'm feeling very sick. Very dizzy. I need to go take more medicine right now, but I'm just not, so I can get through this podcast. Cause it makes me, yesterday I was so high on damn anti vertigo medicine, I couldn't even like function. I was like, couldn't really talk. I could just like, had to just kind of lay out all day because I was so tired, and like, it just made me really, really exhausted feeling. So I'm not doing good, and I'm frustrated because literally no one's getting back to me. I can't get one medical professional. I've tried calling my new dizzy doctor. I tried calling the chiropractor. My original concussion doctor, she's cool. She'll get back to me, but she's like, I don't really know, you know, what to tell you, unfortunately. Like, it's not really my, you know, my space. But she's like, this is hopefully just a flare up though. But I have not felt this bad since everything first started. So I don't know. I don't really know. I don't know what to say about it. I haven't felt as close to suicidal as I felt on Saturday. Like, I was really just thinking about, maybe it's better to just not be alive anymore, because I am so sick of feeling the way I'm feeling. And then to take a giant step back like this, and maybe it's temporary, but it's been 4 days and I'm feeling awful. I was hoping, yeah, maybe, okay, maybe it's like a day flare up and I'll be okay. But all the flare ups I've had have been, oh man, I feel like a little bit dizzier than I felt yesterday, but this is like, wow. Like, I can't really walk straight. When I'm standing up, I'm like wobbling. I feel nauseous. I can't look at my phone. I can't look at the screens. I can't look at anything. And I've got Radiothon coming up on Thursday, which is giving me massive anxiety, trying to figure out how in the world I'm going to do this. Radiothon, by the way, is a, like a telethon for the children's hospital here. And I'm most likely any radio station you listen to typically does something similar to this. So I don't know. I don't really know what to say about it. I'm just, I don't feel good. I feel really, really bad. And I know the only way I'm going to get through this is if I go take the large dose of medicine after this and just zonk out and try to get through the radio show tomorrow until I can like get literally any medical professional to talk to me about this, you know?
And that's the most frustrating part, right? I mean, goodness gracious, it's just so hard. And, you know, when you think you're, you know, close to maybe getting better.
Yeah, I said I was probably about 80%. Like, I still had days that I felt pretty wonky, but like, all things considered, like, I could get up out of bed most days and just feel okay enough to like not let it ruin my day, you know? Like, I was getting to a point where I was like, okay, this is not getting 100% better yet, but like, If I don't sit here, like if I don't spend too much time on screens, or not, I don't spend too much time driving, I don't think I really have too much to worry about right now. You know, I just need to, you know, figure out this last little 20%, and we're in business. And now I may feel 0% better.
Yeah.
I just have a better like mental grip on it because I'm not as like, you know, I'm just like, it's not all new anymore, you know, but I'm, I may be more frustrated than I was.
Yeah.
Like it and felt like literally like somebody just knocked me upside the head again.
Right.
And I'm like, why? Like how in the world are we back here again from a neck adjustment, you know, like it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't seem like as I'm sitting here talking right now, I literally feel like I'm just swirling around in my chair. And I know like logically I'm just sitting here, but like in my head, I'm like not sitting still.
How do you drive?
Not well. I mean, luckily it's first thing in the morning. So it's like my brain hasn't had a ton of time to like get too crazy yet. So.
And the traffic's not too crazy.
I mean, no, not at 5 in the morning. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't have much to say about it. I'm just like, I don't think we're not going to really do much of an episode today, to be honest with you, because I just can't do one today. I don't have it in me.
You don't have the energy. No. I get it. We get it. No worries.
So,
everybody listening only wants the best for you.
Man, so. I don't even know what to do anymore. I don't know what to do. And the problem is like, so going over to Hopkins was great because, you know, they've got like the best of the best, but like, I just can't get in touch with anybody over there. Like, I just can't, like when I was going to my not as popular people, you know, they'd hop on the phone with me.
They were more responsive.
They'd respond to an email, you know, they'll get back to me and I can get an appointment when I need to. So I emailed right before we started recording. I was kind of had to awkwardly go back to my last woman that I fired, my PT, and was like, I didn't fire her, but like, we just
parted ways.
Mm-hmm. Went over the, you know, over to Hopkins, and I was just like, hey, I emailed her. I was like, hey, so you got any time on Wednesday to like see me to see if there's anything going on? Because I just
did she reply back?
No, not yet. I emailed like 5 minutes ago. So.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully, you know, honey, all I can say is that this is indeed, it's got to be so disheartening and so discouraged, but just try to stay strong and know that you are going to get through this.
I don't know that I am.
You are going to.
I don't know that I am.
Yeah. I don't. Has there ever been anyone that hasn't recovered from a concussion?
I just feel like maybe I set myself back 5 months. I don't think I can do this again for another 6 months to a year. Like, I don't think I can mentally handle, like, logically it doesn't make sense to me that that's what would have happened. Right.
Cause
I didn't bang my head. Right. But like, what in the world could have happened with like a little neck, you know? And like, it was like, and listen, I've had chiropractic appointments my whole life. And I like, sometimes they'll get in there, they'll twist your head to 180, you know what I mean? And like, and they'll do it fast and hard and everything else. But
I don't do that anymore. I don't like it.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I will say
my neck.
I feel better after sometimes with some things that I'm working on. With this arm right. thing, it's like I just wanted to feel better from it. So
of course,
I'm like, you know what? All right, we deal with a little ear issue. Like, okay, we can get through an ear issue, but we can't. I can't deal with like this massive amounts of dizziness. So I don't know. I'm kind of out of luck.
Have you spoken to your chiropractor since this happened?
No, I called and left a message, but I haven't heard anything back yet. So
you didn't call back.
No,
yet.
No. So I don't know.
Well, hopefully it will get better as soon as it came back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm hoping
that something will be triggered back to where you were.
Yeah.
And you can keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
After your body has a few days to settle down.
It hasn't gotten any better in 4 days, though. So that's
disheartening.
That's a little worrisome. Yeah. I think we'll just do a quote and get out of here for today. Honestly, I just don't have it in me today. So I'm sure everyone understands with just everything going on that I don't think I can do a full episode today. So
So love and prayers, everyone, please, for Kramer to feel better and to not lose hope. And that the right people will come across your path to help you.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Give us a quote, though, before we get out of here. We can do at least some positivity to end everyone. I don't want to leave it like, well, my life's terrible. Goodbye.
Well, I don't know if this is so positive, but it's true. Sometimes the place you're used to is not the place you belong. And that's by William Wheeler. And, you know, we need to think about that sometimes, you know, in a relationship or in your work. Or wherever you are in your life, maybe just because you've been there a while and it's comfortable, maybe it's too comfortable and you need to move out of that space in order to grow. So just think about that.
I don't know, man. Some of y'all, there's something really nice about being comfortable. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. If I could go back and do some things differently, I might just to be comfortable.
No, I don't think so.
This growth stuff's for the birds, man.
No, it's good. It's all good. You want to continue to grow and have insight into yourself and to experience every phase of life in its fullest.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. You will do that.
You'll be there. You'll be there.
I don't want to worry anybody, but I'm not well. I'm not doing well. I've got enough people around me to not, you know, worry about it too much, but I'm feeling very isolated and very hopeless at this point. So,
yeah, I know.
I don't really know how to make any of this better. I don't know if it's going to get better. I think that we are just kind of SOL. So the plan is I still plan on coming back for a Thursday episode, hopefully in better spirits. And then just that may – the only thing that may depend on that is if my other PT can get me in. Mm-hmm. She's only works on Mondays and Wednesdays. So unless that jeopardizes with that schedule, then I may – but I'm planning on – my goal is to be here on – Thursday, because then we have Radiothon Thursday, Friday. I will say this, though, because where there's bad energy, there's good energy, right? Is that we got, we do have our Johns Hopkins Children's Radiothon coming up on Thursday, where we raise a ton of money every single year. This year is a little bit different because it's, I think, our 35th year, and we had the same team running it behind the scenes for like the last 10, where we became really, really successful at it. They had a really great system down, but they have kind of dispersed. They've all kind of moved on the last year to different things. And so we're working with a brand new team this year, which makes me apprehensive about hitting goals. Like, I don't think any of us are like thinking this is going to be like a record breaking year, but I think we're all kind of paranoid that, like, because I think last year we did 1.432 million.
Right. 1.4.
I don't think we're going to, just with the spirit of the, around right now, the spirit around, the Radiothon. I don't think it's, we're feeling very positive about like trying to set a record. Every year you want to try to like beat the year before, right? Well, and don't get me wrong. If we raise like $1.3 million, like it's still
$1.3 million. It's still $1 million.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
We have to like keep it all in mind, right? You know, it's all kind of relative. But at the same time. And there is this, you know, always want to do bigger and better. And obviously, you know, this is the kind of stuff I look forward to. I thrive.
Of course.
And, you know, I was trying
to do really well with this. I'm kind of happy it's this week, honestly.
I mean, I'm not, because I don't know that I'm going to be able to do what I need to do, you know? I don't know that I'm going to be able to. Now we're already working with a team that is new at this and is kind of unsure about everything.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we got a guy that's like down, you know? And so I'm obviously feeling really apprehensive about it. I'm feeling very nervous. I mean, it's my biggest anxiety after not getting better is not being able to perform well on Thursday, Friday.
Right.
Those are two, even when I felt 100%, those days drain me.
Oh my goodness.
Like
just the stories alone.
Yeah. It's like real. Like that's where enough. Like this becomes work. Like my job's not really work until these next couple of days, because it's like, man, we got kids going through some shit, and like, it's our responsibility to try to just get a bunch of money raised for all different kinds of things in the hospital. So, you know, honestly, if you want to help out, we haven't really done any kind of fundraising thing with a podcast in a minute. So if you want to help out and be a part of something really cool and just feel good, and it's really exciting. I'll post on that day, God willing, post on the Certified Fans page, or if anybody else is up and around and thinking about it, if you want to post a link on the Certified Fans page, because, you know, if we can raise a few bucks from Certified Mama's Boy, then I feel like we could all feel really good about that. So
you definitely will. It's such a great cause and means so much to so many children.
Yeah,
so many children. It's a beautiful thing. And I applaud you for doing it. And God willing, you're going to have the energy you need to do well by then.
Yep. So that's the plan. All right, y'all. I appreciate the understanding. I'm going to go not talk for a while. And then hopefully I'll see you back Thursday. If not, I'll post on the Certified Fans page. And then we'll hopefully Tuesday. I'm still feeling this like Tuesday, we're going to be in trouble. So, all right. Love you. And we'll see you guys next week.
Love you forever.